The sporting superstars of tomorrow. On 5RM Sports Saturday, this is Young Guns.
Yeah, that time of the week to celebrate the young guns of the sporting world of the Riverland and Mallee. Now, not only, Nobby, do we like talking about the current young guns, but we like to keep a track on what is going on, because there's been quite a few now.
Yeah, and you know, you only can read so much to find them, and the best way to find out what's going on with them is ask this bloke.
Yeah, Todd Charlton joins us for Young Guns. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going this morning?
Good, thanks, morning, Todd. Now, the number escapes me, but when I said there's quite a few young guns now, what is the number actually up to? Did we get over 350 or was it 200?
No, we're 282. We're
282. Up. Wow, so, I was way out.
Yep. So approaching 300, but wow. Yeah, as we said the last few weeks, we're probably struggling a little bit to find some due to the lack of sport being played at the moment. Yeah. But I thought it was a great opportunity to get some information from a couple of the youngsters that have gone on to bigger and better things. And actually, your first one we'll do is young Ellie Elefteriadis, who was number 14 on the list. So she's she was an up-and-coming basketballer back in her junior days. But as we know, it's been reported probably over the last few months that she's taken the plunge and headed back to Adelaide, and she's part of the Newton Jaguars Premier League squad in Adelaide. She actually did a 9-month pre-season, would you believe, because it obviously took a while to get going. But she's finally, as I said, in that Premier League squad. Last weekend, I believe, she played her first Premier League game in their first grade. So, and she played in the centre. She's also been, she's actually captain of their reserves team in the Premier League as well, where she has played a few games. Interesting to note that they're playing actually three games a fortnight at the moment just to ensure they get a full season, obviously due to the COVID restrictions. And currently in the reserves team, they've played four rounds and they're sitting on top of the table. So she's really enjoying her time playing at that elite level against some of the best netballers in the state. So, as we've said in the past, we wish Ellie all the best with the ventures down there with the netball. Another young netballer doing really well is Jessie Waldridge. As we know, Jessie's probably was a standout probably player up here for the last couple of seasons for Loxton North. She's playing in the Intermediate Ones for Matrix in Adelaide. And she's also trained through the pre-season in their Premier League squad. And last weekend, Jessie was actually sat on the bench for the reserves. So that's obviously just the senior team underneath the Premier League team. So at a pretty young age, I think we'll definitely hear more of Jessie in the next year or two for the Matrix team. And as I said, with both those girls, having a fair crack at the top level of netball in the state. Just turning to footy, Jessie's brother, young Zach Waldridge, is... Currently playing for the West Adelaide Reserves, and all reports is he's going really well. And I'd expect, maybe possibly this season, but if not this season, next year he might get a crack at the league team for Westies. As you guys would know, probably being involved out there at North, Zach's probably been the standout young footballer, I believe, that's probably come out of this zone probably in the last 3 or 4 years. So hopefully, he definitely gets an opportunity to go to that next level. Interesting also, Ken Carpenter Jr., who's been trying out for the West Adelaide, been playing West Adelaide League team for a few years now. He had a 50-game milestone a few weeks ago. So he was a standout junior up here, and he's done good things at Westies. And Steve Burton is still amongst the Central Reserves team there as well, and he did play some league footy last year. So hopefully... Steve can continue his development down there. And Willis Medalist from up here a few years ago. It's good to see that some of these youngsters are going on to bigger and better things. And just finally, just a couple of the younger lads from up this way, young Jamison Whitbourne and Jack Sullivan. They were both supposedly running up for Barmer in the under-18s this year, but obviously with the thought of that season not going ahead, they actually went down and played for Goodwood Saints in the Division 1 under 16.5 team, I believe it is. So apparently the Division 1 competition is a pretty high standard in that amateur league, and they're both performing pretty well. And young Jack also fronts up on the Friday nights down there. He plays for the Div 1 under 18 basketball team for Central District. So young Jack Sullivan, who was the A grade men's, sorry, the Div 1 men's best and fairest for basketball season just gone. He's been playing in Adelaide for quite a few years, but he's probably playing in the elite junior competition down there on the under 18s and Div 1. So, young Jack's a pretty, as we said, a pretty bit of a talent in both sports, but he's a bit of travelling there for the parents because, Friday night's coming back for Saturdays for their other children to play locally, and then they head back on Sunday for their amateur footy. So, bit of a commitment there by the family, but I'm sure another one that we'll hear good things in the next few years.
Hey, Todd, excellent catch up on all of those young guns. Just interesting to go back to netball. Where you're saying Premier League playing three times a fortnight. This COVID situation we've been cast in with sports having to juggle their fixtures and everything, we're seeing it with the AFL where we've basically got 20 days of non-stop footy. What it does do, though, is it provides opportunity because obviously if you're playing three games in a fortnight, it's physically taxing on someone and it's probably not possible that you're going to play every game. So
it's
providing opportunity. And sometimes all these young girls like Ellie and others need, and Jessie is an opportunity to just step up to that level and have a crack at it so people can actually see what they can do.
Exactly right, and you make a pretty good point because obviously they've got a squad there and they're obviously mixing between the two grades. And Ellie, as I said, was skipper of the reserves team, but got an opportunity to play in the centre in the Premier League game last week. So, like you said, it's... They've obviously, just starting the season, this month down there, they're obviously going to have to cram some games in. So, as they're doing, as you said, in the AFL. So, definitely an opportunity.
And same with Kenny Carpenter Jr., 50 games. Yep. I mean, he is obviously, Westies are looking to give him as much game time as possible because he could be a sneaky chance in a draft, particularly an AFL draft where there's perhaps not much exposed form in the under 18 comp. And you get a guy like him who's still a pretty young lad and going around in league footy, you just never know, do you?
That's right, and you're right. These days they get an opportunity when they're a bit older, and Kenny's gone through the junior system through their Westies and doing really well at league level now, and as are the others there as well that are obviously just in the reserves. But, it's good to, as you said, it's good to catch up and recap some of the young guns that we've... listed over a number of years because they're still performing at a really high level.
Absolutely. And if you know someone that's a young gun, maybe they've been recognised in the past, but maybe they're doing different things now, let us know. And as always, if you know someone that is doing great things, whether it be at SAPSASA, cross-country, athletics, still looking for that darts player, get in contact with either myself here at 5RM. Give us a call during office hours, hit us up online, Facebook, get through to us, or speak to you, Todd, at Premier Sports in Berry, and we can get it happening.
That's right, and I've got some good information in the next few weeks with with Richard Coote's RAD program.
Oh, cool.
A number of his athletes, unfortunately, have had to miss a lot of, they all got obviously selecting a lot of state things to go away this year, and they've also obviously had to miss that. But I know for a fact they're doing big things in their group. So I've got some information on that and I might run through that over the next few weeks as well.
Fantastic, Todd. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for Young Guns once again and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
It is 5RM Sports Saturday, powered by the Big River Tavern.